Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Create Something Awesome Today podcast. This is your host, Roberto Blake of RobertoBlake.com, helping you create something awesome today. Today's episode is going to be an interesting one because we're going to address something that I and other people have talked about for a while in this space. We're going to talk about reverse engineering. It's something you've heard me and Gary Vaynerchuk and people like John Lee Dumas talk about all the time, and there's a good reason for it. So I'm going to break down what reverse engineering looks like and why you need to be doing this. You need to master this because it's going to be the difference between you having the outcomes that you want, the career you want, the successes you want. Is going to be a huge game-changing thing for you if you can shift your mentality to being a reverse engineer. So that's what we're going to cover today in the podcast, but I want to address our awesome creator of the day, and today it is Eric Peter Carlson. Some of you actually might remember an interview that I did with Eric over on the YouTube channel, youtube.com/RobertoBlake2, and we talked about filmmaking, and he answered a lot of your questions. He's actually produced, I believe, 4 feature-length films, the latest of which, as of the making of this podcast, is Wolf Mother, so that should be out in theaters by now. I'll link up all of Eric's stuff in the description below, but you'll want to check him out, and he's also embraced YouTube as well as traditional filmmaking. He's been doing some vlogs, and I think you guys will enjoy them. So, Eric, congratulations, you're the awesome creator of the day, and everything is linked down below. For the majority of my life, I think as much as I've been a creative person, I've also been a creative entrepreneur, and I've also been a reverse engineer. Whenever it is that I want to accomplish something, I walk backwards from the end game. I imagine what the outcome, what a successful outcome would really look like. And then I think about all the steps that I would have had to take to get there. It's really a matter of storytelling and perspective. And I think the reason that so many people struggle with being a reverse engineer is because of a lack of imagination. They can't imagine what it is to have the success or the goal already in their hand. And then they can't deconstruct from that what the steps are to attain it. So I think to be a reverse engineer, you have to have the quality of imagination as well as analytical and critical thinking skills. And I think that's where people are finding this challenging for them. For me, this was a natural fit because I've always been an imaginative person. I've always been someone who reads books and feeds my creativity. So imagining having the outcome that I want isn't very difficult for me. And then as an analytical person, being able to break down what that really looks like in measurable, quantifiable terms and individual steps and how I got there, that's how I approach it. I work backwards from the outcomes that I want 10, 20, 30, 50 years from now and what my life should look like. This is intentional lifestyle design. And that's how I've found ways to attain the things that I want in life and in my career and in my business. Now, for those of you who feel that that sounds great, but it feels too abstract for you, let me break this down. So let's use another example. Imagine your goal was to have a successful YouTube channel. You'd have to actually quantify what a successful YouTube channel is. How many subscribers is that? What's that in ad revenue? What's that in sponsorships? What brands should you have worked with to be able to claim success? Are there awards you should have won? Are there people that you should have collabed with? Is there a certain view count that you'd be looking for? Does one of your videos have to hit 1 million views for you to qualify this as a successful channel? What does success on YouTube look like? And if it was a musician, if you're a musician, great. What does success as a musician look like? Is it having a best-selling track or best-selling album? Is that what it looks like? Is it playing at a certain venue? Is it selling out a venue? Is it having a certain number of people in the crowd? Is it a certain amount of revenue and sales of your music? What does that really look like? If your goal was to be a world-class photographer, what is a world-class photographer? What does that really look like? Does it mean that you have to photograph celebrities? Does it mean that you have to travel the world? Does it mean that you have to have made a certain amount of money for your living off of photography? So first of all, you have to know what you actually want, and then you have to quantify that. You have to have some kind of realistic, measurable goal that is specific. And a lot of you, the thing that is making it difficult for you is you don't know what you want, And those of you who know what you want, you haven't quantified specifics and success metrics that you can set in stone and say, when I hit this, I can say I'm successful. When I get here, this is what being successful is for me, in my point of view. And because you don't have that level of self-awareness yet, you can't build out and design a path because you have no destination in mind. It is easy to get lost and to feel lost and to be feeling like you're floundering and struggling and you lack any direction when you don't have an end game, a destination, a place to arrive. When you don't have that, it's easy to feel overwhelmed. It's easy to feel demotivated. It's easy to figure that you have no idea what you're doing because there is no point at which you can say, hey, I checked off that box. I accomplished that thing that I set out to do because it's not clear. You're letting it be abstract. You're letting it be murky. You need clarity and you need a very specific intent. And then you can build a plan, then you can build a roadmap, then you can build a strategy. I mean, think about it. Sports have structure. Sports have structure. Winning a sport means that you have to either reach a certain amount of points or have more points than your opponent, which means that you can now focus on strategy, denying the other team the ability to score, scoring as much as possible. These are things that you can get specific around how you're going to accomplish that. It means that you can say, okay, well, this is what a strong player looks like on offense. This is what a strong player looks like on defense. How do I become one? How do I get other people on my team that represent that? So if you have an understanding of what something is or what the goal really looks like, you can build a concrete plan of attack and you can make sure that you're in a position to achieve that goal. You don't even know, many of you don't even know what resources it would take for you to accomplish your goals. You don't know what you would have to start to learn or to study, what tools you'd have to buy, what a mentor for you would look like. At best, you're looking at other people who have kind of sort of done what you're looking to do, and modeling success makes sense. The problem is, you don't know how closely that person represents your circumstances, your capacity, your resources, your potential. And so when you try to mimic them or you try to base your path off of theirs, it may not fit for you any more than your workout program would if you're trying to use an Olympic level athlete as your measuring stick. So I would caution you to not sit there and play the comparison game or to try to mimic or copy what other people have done if they are not a fit for who you are and they don't have the same circumstances or similar enough circumstances. It just doesn't seem to work for most people if they go there. In fact, what happens is they look at the gap between them and the other person. It becomes overwhelming and becomes discouraging for them. So you have to find someone who maybe achieved what you're looking to do, but came from a similar set of circumstances to you. They don't necessarily have to be from the same place in the world as you. They don't have to look like you. They don't have to sound from you. They don't have to share your age, race, heritage, culture, or gender. They just have to have had similar limitations to you, similar circumstances, or even better yet, if they had it worse off than you, then maybe you can use some of what they did and build a framework for success. I believe much more in using the path and the case study of another human being to build a framework than to call someone a role model or a mentor. I believe in trying to figure out their process and try to mimic that process and analyze what worked and why, get context around that process, break it down and see how it applies to me in a specific way or what I can change or adapt, than to just say that that person's my role model or my mentor and I'm going to do what they did. I think that that second thing is a little lazier than the first thing, and I think the first thing would make you infinitely more successful in the long run. I also think you don't hitch your cart to one horse. You go out and you look for multiple examples and you do some comparative analysis. You see if there's something common among all the people, or three or five or however many you pick, people that have done this thing that you're trying to do? Well, what did they all do similar things? Is there a common thread here? Is there some pattern that I need to be looking at? Because I'll tell you, one of the things with YouTube specifically that I noticed is the people who are tremendously successful in YouTube that have a million plus subscribers, very few of them put less than 3 to 5 years into that. Very few of them put less than 3 to 5 years into growing a million subscribers. Sure, you have the one-off anomalies who did in 6 months or a year and everything like that, but I don't deal in anomalies. Anomalies are not something that you can replicate. They are unicorns. Okay, so I believe in systems. I believe in consistency. When I can see that 200 people did something very similar or did something consistent, I look more at that than five people that represent anomalies, freaks of nature, things that there's no pattern around. So I would say that if you're going to try to reverse engineer anything, reverse engineer consistency instead of anomalies. That would probably be some of the best advice I could think of to give you around this. So again, work backwards from the destination. You know, try to connect the dots between where you are and where you want to be. And I think that that will help you become more successful. I think that that will help you design an awesome life and an awesome career for yourselves. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode of the podcast. If you happen to be listening to this on SoundCloud and you've gotten this far, please drop a comment. If you got to the end of today's show and you want to show some support for it, you want to give it some love, then please give this a heart, give this a positive review in iTunes, 5 stars if you think it deserves it. That helps the podcast reach so many people so that we can educate and motivate people and hopefully help them create awesome things that they want to share with the world. I've really enjoyed this particular episode. I also want your feedback on topics you'd like for me to address coming up or people you'd like for me to interview here on the podcast. As always, I am your host, Roberto Blake, and hopefully I've helped you create something awesome today.